With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Drivers get another break at the pump. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of cell service regular gas fell 51 cents this past week to $5.54 a gallon. That's a 65-cent drop since the start of the month. The average price for premium gas tumbled 48 cents to $6.04, and diesel is now at $6.25 a gallon, a 34-cent drop from the last check on June 3rd. According to Off-Reg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Mike's Walker's Road for $5.45. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price, clocking in at $5.21 a gallon. Folks in Cayman Brac are still paying $6.24. Little Cayman residents, they're paying a whopping $7.29 a gallon. For context, the national average in the United States for a gallon of regular has fallen 10 cents to $4.15 USD. Two Caymanians are being honored on Monday at the King's Birthday Parade.
This year's honor recipients embody so many of the qualities that make our community special. A selfless desire to make life better for those around them, and in particular, a commitment to support our young people.
Her Excellency the Governor Jane Owen will present the awards to Corinne Glasgow for services to the community and voluntary organizations, and Sean Matthew Tracy for services to chess in schools and the wider community. You're invited to the ceremony, which marks the birthday of His Majesty the King. Please be seated by 7:30 a.m. If you can't make it, no worries. Just keep it locked to Radio Cayman for our live broadcast. And the director of the Department of Tourism is honored as a founding inductee of the Caribbean Tourism Organization's Female Leadership Hall of Fame.
I dedicate this award to my passionate and driven team at the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism and to my family and to the people of the Cayman Islands. I truly love what I do.
The CTO Female Leadership Hall of Fame celebrates women across the Caribbean whose vision, dedication, and leadership have made, quote, exceptional and lasting contributions to Caribbean tourism.
The Cayman Islands punches above its weight in the quest for achievement. It is a privilege to lead our second economic pillar, tourism.
The historic induction took place during CTO Caribbean Week in New York City earlier this month. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Iranian state media say thousands of people in the southern town of Sirik are without drinking water after two reservoirs were damaged by U.S. strikes. The U.S. military said it hit Iranian targets in response to the downing of an American helicopter on Monday. Iran responded with attacks on American bases across the region. The authorities in Hong Kong have charged seven people and two companies over the deadly fire that tore through a public housing complex last year. 168 people died in the blaze. Pakistan says it's carried out strikes on suspected militant hideouts along the Afghan border, killing dozens of insurgents. The Taliban authorities in Afghanistan say 13 civilians were killed in the Pakistani strikes, including children. The European Chemicals Agency says it's recommended classifying a chemical known as TFA as toxic for human reproduction. The substance is considered a forever chemical because it takes an extremely long time to break down. It's widely used in pesticides and industry. Ukraine's military says it's again hit Russian military and energy infrastructure behind front lines. Kyiv's drone forces say they've struck key facilities at the Russian-occupied port of Mariupol. A Sudanese man has appeared in court in Northern Ireland, accused of attempted murder over a knife attack. Hadi Al-Odid did not respond when the charges were read to him through an Arabic interpreter. He's been remanded in custody. The attack sparked violent anti-immigration demonstrations in Belfast. Almost 20,000 people in Japan have signed an online petition protesting against the Trump administration's use of manga and anime characters in social media posts. The organizers say this may go against the intentions of the original creators. Donald Trump has shared a video depicting himself as the protagonist of the series Naruto. BBC News.